Denise Van Outen's on the line. Denise, good morning.
Good morning to you. I loved that. That was brilliant. That was epic.
Were you genuinely an Elvis fan or not?
Well, do you know what? I've got to be honest. Some of the Elvis songs I was never really that keen on, but as I've got older, I've really started to appreciate his music more. I think it was just growing up and listening to my mum and dad play. You know, you sort of think your parents are a bit old-fashioned and not very cool. But obviously now I love Elvis.
Yeah, it's just when I listen back to, we played three or four songs this morning, you're just reminded of a couple of things. Number one, his voice.
Yeah, amazing.
The voice is amazing. And he reminds me a bit of George Best, because even when George got old, he still looked well. You know, there's just something about, there was Best, Beckham and Elvis. There were three best looking men on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. And of course you, Frank.
Of course, Denise. I'm looking at a picture of you as in the Daily Mail today.
Oh, am I?
The Pops were out getting you in your tracksuit.
Oh, God, yeah.
But you know what the interesting thing is here? A girl that looks that well when she has no idea that she's being photographed. Were you in a Nesso station recently?
Yes, I did. I had my daughter in the car and chucked my trackie on just to go out and get some fuel. Hi. Ready for the school run. She was going back to school.
What does that feel like, you know, whenever you
it's
do...
It's weird, because I had no idea, obviously, and then you sort of... see it afterwards, and yeah, God, I look a bit rough, but I'm
you
only
don't.
Human.
You don't. I tell you what, you see, if you were coming down my stairs looking at that first thing in the morning, I'd be happy.
Well, you never know your luck, Frank. Play cards, right?
Tell me this.
You're halfway there already, Dave.
I know, sure. I've got your number. What more do I need?
People will talk, Frank.
I wish they would. You're talking about dieting. So what do you know about dieting? You've never had to diet a day in your life.
Oh, do you know what? I've honestly, hand on my heart, I haven't really had to go on like massive diets, but I have had to, you know, for things like, for instance, I'd Strictly Come Dancing, and you get into skimpy outfits, so I did have to lose a little bit then to feel confident. And when I've done shows as well in the West End, like when I did Chicago, all the outfits were very sort of a bit skimpy, and fishnet tights and little shorts and leotards and things like that. So I have had to sort of exercise and train to get myself in good shape for various work that I've done in the past. But I think I've probably maintained a certain level of fitness throughout since my sort of late 20s, really, and I'm 40 now, and I've kind of looked after myself and eaten well. So that's why I feel like I'm not an expert when it comes to fitness or dieting, but I do feel like I have a voice that can say to people there is a way of doing it gradually and safely and in a healthy way.
Yeah, because I like this slogan, the diet stops today. Very often it's the diet starts today.
Yeah.
But starving yourself and then eating a big feed in about a week's time when you get bored with it, it's madness, isn't
it? Well, you're just not going to stick with it, are you? And I think that's the problem. And I think that's why people say to me, you've never had to go on crash diets. But it's because I've always been sensible. And I know there are a lot of reasons why people gain weight, and sometimes it can be for emotional reasons, or they lose weight for that reason, or, you know, but if you are feeling really uncomfortable and you feel, you know how you feel in yourself, if you feel a bit sluggish and you've lost confidence and you do want to get back into, you know, your favourite pair of jeans or wear a dress that you wore a couple of years ago that you felt fantastic in, then it can be achieved, providing you set yourself realistic targets and goals. And also, now we are so lucky and so blessed that there are great products on the market that can help you. Some of them I don't agree with. Some of them I think is to get quick results. They're not necessarily a healthy way of doing it. But there is a brand that I do believe in. I've actually seen the results, and it's called XLS Medical. And you carry on, you eat your meals, and you exercise, and you combine all three, and you drink the drinks. You can have drink sachets. It comes in two different forms, or take tablets. And it actually works.
But can that be good for you? Are you not a bit of a guinea pig doing the like of that?
It's clinically proven that it works. It's a healthy and safe way of doing it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten bored to talk about it. I've tried the product myself. I haven't done a full trial of it because I haven't needed to. I hold my hands up. But I'm actually being the voice to sort of say to other women who I've met previous women who've tried it and tried various different fad diets that have never worked. And this is one that does work. And I'm trying to encourage women to sign up and get a free trial, basically. So they just need to go to the website, www.xlsmedical.co.uk. It explains to you exactly how the product works, how safe it is, and the results that you get after. And we're offering six places for a trial, providing these lovely women or men, whoever get the chance to do this, are willing to share their stories with me, their highs and lows on the journey.
But you're not slightly concerned that these people will sort of go with it because you're promoting it, and they'll reach for any straw as they battle.
Even if they do, that's a good thing because it works, and they're going to feel better about themselves. The fact that I'm the voice saying try it is not a bad thing. Because I'm telling them about a product they would never have heard of.
I know, but you're employed to do that. It's not that you've lost a lot of weight and we.
But I've also chosen. I have a choice as well, and I get approached by lots of different brands. And this particular one, I do really believe in.
It'd be interesting to see now if people do succeed on it. I've spoken to a couple of friends who've tried the old diet pills.
But have they tried this? Not a diet pill.
Yeah, but I don't know, which brand they were on. But people have tried things in the past, and they've thought to themselves, "God, there was money wasted."
Yeah, it would be if it's a product that doesn't work. This is what I'm saying to you, Frank. It works, baby.
You believe in it, girl.
Yeah, I do.
And do you understand that some people will think the best way to go is to have a healthy porridge breakfast?
You can do that.
I know,
but then you're going to
add in this old drink or tablet.
Yes, you do, but it's good because it speeds it up. That's why it works. It binds some of the fats after each meal. It's great.
Does it make you run to the toilet?
No, it doesn't make you run to the toilet.
I'm almost tempted to give it a rattle.
Frank, I know, look, you're coming around to my way of thinking now. This is what I like. You're such a pushover, Frank. I love it.
I know. The bottom line is I'm just sort of looking down the corridor here to our advertising department. I think they'll contact you to see if you want to buy a few spots on this show. You know, we could advertise it in style.
But I'm not a dietitian, or I'm not one of those, you know, I'm not a fitness expert. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I basically met a group of women who've tried this product and said it works. So I was like, okay, I'll tell people about it. That's my role, Frank.
I will take that.
And now I've told you, you're going to tell people. I know you are. I can just tell.
I want the same contract you have. I love your style, girl. Listen, tell me this. How has 2015 been for you so far? Are there exciting things happening in DVO land?
Right, speaking to you has been the highlight of the year so far.
I thought the highlight would have been Dubai. It says here Denise Van Outen wasn't representing her usual high-calibre glamour when she returned from Dubai on Tuesday. The television personality back in London with daughter Betsy was far from her usually polished...
All right, Frank, why are you trying to knock me? I didn't look good.
The point is, that's what they're saying in the paper. Then they don't have the picture to prove what the writing says. I think, as I said at the very beginning...
Because I was pictured a couple of days before there, that's why. I think it's because...
I said you look fabulous. If you were coming down my stairs first thing in the morning with that gear on, it'd be perfection. I much prefer a photograph like that than those posed photographs.
Frank. Well, it can be arranged if that's what you want. I'll bring you your little sachets and your tablets as well.
I'd be afraid I'd be running to the bathroom.
You wouldn't be.
What weight do you have to be to go on the like of this?
You just have to be an uncomfortable weight. If you feel uncomfortable, and you know, people know when they've gained weight.
Well, I'm about half a stone overweight.
You can't put, you know, a size on it. Obviously, if you're really slim, they would advise you not to do it. Because that obviously means there are other issues there, because you don't need to lose weight. It's for people that want to lose weight. And you know, people know when they feel uncomfortable or unhealthy. Or they've got a bad diet. It gives you a chance to speak to a dietitian and do it all properly. Proper guidance. I'm not the dietitian. It wouldn't be me.
And that's important because
I'll be too busy with you, Frank, entertaining you.
Exactly. You do need to have the advice from the dietitian. But tell me, what are you up to? What's the plan for 2015? There must be other things that Denise is doing. I just can't fancy you from a distance. I've got to know what you're at.
Well, I'm going to come and find you, Frank, first. That's the first thing.
And then what will we do together?
Who knows where we'll end up, Frank?
What project are you working on?
You.
You're an awful agent. But I love speaking to you. Thanks for your time.
Oh, Frank, you're the best. Don't go changing.
I won't. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. Every time I talk to that woman, she is mad but lovely. It's 22 minutes past 11. Would you invest in an idea yourself when you're considering a dietary plan, something that's an additional drink or a tablet or whatever? Would you, you know, it doesn't have to be one Denise is suggesting. Have you tried something in the past? Has it worked for you? Has hers worked maybe for you in the past? Is there a possibility that there is a magic formula for losing weight, or is it always hard work, exercise and less of a food intake? You can let us know what you think. 90 treble 3 105.